As my dad stated, every man needs a Paul, a Barnabas, and a Timothy. An older man to build into us, a peer to walk beside us, and a younger man for us to build into. That's an eloquent formulation. But if you're like me, you respond to it with a simple question. Why do men need mentors? And why do they need to serve as mentors? In this chapter, I want to build a case to answer that question. In fact, my objective is to show why mentoring is not just good, but absolutely necessary, a requirement, something that men cannot live without if they hope to live their lives to the full. It all has to do with the nature of life and the nature of men. We all grow. We all learn. We all work. We all need an identity and a purpose. We all die. Mentoring is vital to each of those processes. Let me describe how that works. We all grow. When I was growing up, our family had a growth chart on the back of a closet door. Dad would stand my sisters and brother and me, one by one, with our backs to the door, place a ruler on top of our head, mark a line on the door, measure the distance between the floor and that line, and then write our name, the date, and our height next to the line. Through that simple growth chart, each of us kids watched our growth from toddler to teen. Physical growth is easy to see, and enormous research has gone into tracking what actually happens physiologically and chemically to the body as it matures from infancy to adulthood, and then into later adulthood, and finally into the last season of life. But of course, people are more than a body. We are also a soul. And while our body grows and then declines, our inner person can keep growing pretty much to the very end of our life, or at least as long as our body, and especially brain, allows us. For that reason, personal growth is a lifelong process, or can be and should be. But note, personal and spiritual growth always require other people. No one learns language apart from others. No one learns values apart from others. No one learns to think critically apart from others. It is self-evident that no one learns to do relationships apart from others. And certainly, no one grows in their walk with Christ apart from others. Humans are designed to grow. And we are also designed to be relational creatures. So when we put those two realities together, we come to the profound truth that most growth requires getting into some kind of developmental relationship with a person in a process over time. That's just a fact. Thank you for being a role model. And as I said in the last chapter, we can engage in a relational process of growth unintentionally or intentionally. And it can be done poorly or done well. But that's just how personal growth works. It's the principle behind having a fitness trainer or signing up for Peloton. It's how the Boy Scouts have helped generations of boys grow into men. And what drives the Officer Candidate School, Marines, at Quantico, Virginia. It's how farmers and artisans and sailors and cooks...